This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Happy holiday to you. Welcome to the Common Sense Show here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. And we look forward to a good pre-Christmas show only a couple days away. Sure glad you're spending part of your weekend with us. Ronna and Leo, Merry Christmas. You all set for the holiday?
Ready to go. I took my jingle bells off so they wouldn't ring in the microphone today.
But we did hear you walking up.
That's right. That's right.
We heard when you landed on the roof. That was a fud.
Well, we're just close to the good time of Christmas, and, of course, Christmas still has its detractors. I saw you folks up in Holly Hill, Florida, and we got some listeners over in that area. A woman's been scorned by her neighbors because the neighborhood really gets into the Christmas lights, and they've got all these Christmas lights galore and Santa all on the roof, and they really get into it. But right in the middle of the subdivision, this one woman, and she put up what she says is her famous Christmas expression, "Bah humbug," and lights on the roof. So thousands of people drive by to see all the beautiful lights. They come to her house and says, "Bah humbug."
It's part of the Christmas stories.
But people like her because she has a sign below that says, "Free drinks tonight."
Right. I do see a lot of Grinches and decorations and all now.
Oh, yeah.
So it does seem like the negative side has its own merchandise now.
We talked last week about all the Christmas controversy over the word Christmas, the Christmas season, and we talked about the fact that people are taking on Santa Claus because he smokes a pipe. He shouldn't be smoking. He's overweight. He's got to get healthy.
Breaking and entering.
Well, he keeps a list that's naughty and nice. That's Big Brother.
You know he's Big Brother. Probably at least pre-diabetic eating all those cookies.
And now the big controversy that exploded this week is that we ought to be gender neutral with Santa Claus. Why is Santa Claus a guy? Shouldn't we start having women be Santa Claus in all of the malls and the grocery stores and everything like that? It's just not fair to have a guy being Santa Claus. Why can't we be gender neutral? Ron, I'm sure you agree with that, don't you?
I can't go there. I cannot go there with gender neutral Santa. It is Santa Claus is Santa Claus.
Well, and
then if Santa Claus decides to transition, that would be up to him.
You know,
but Santa Claus, as I know him, is a male.
That's right. I mean, it's like comfort food. You're not going to change to tofu. I mean, you're always going to want the Christmas cookies and stuff. And what you're talking about, Jim, is that graphic design company that asked 400 people between the ages of 18 and 25 on rebranding Santa to make him more modern. And the respondent said perhaps he could have skinny jeans, tattoos, a hoverboard, and a flying car.
Well, that'd probably be fit in well in some within some specific groups. Santas are, by the way, now we all know that there's a real Santa Claus. I believe that. I know you guys believe that. But Santa has some helpers that are there in the malls and they're there in many of the stores.
Some better than others.
That's right. And apparently there's a real shortage this year of Santa's helpers. So they're really having a hard time finding people to fill in the Santa's helpers. And I thought that was interesting because if you're looking for a part-time...
Now, how can that be? We talk all the time about America being so obese. Don't tell me you can't find somebody that will fit the role.
For minimum wage.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For minimum wage. And then should you have a Latino? And probably so because... Feliz Navidad is a great and but should you have an Asian Santa Claus in the store? Is that okay? And so
why not?
Oh, I have no problem with that. I got no problem with the woman Santa Claus, quite frankly, Ron. But in any event, we're going through all these ridiculous updates, if you will, Leo, like you just played it. And by the way, you folks know that we're kind of crazy down here in Louisiana.
Crazy.
But here's a nice Christmas poem I thought someone sent me. about your blessings for the Christmas season. Now, you know, we like to eat down here, and a lot of these things I'm going to tell you fit in with that, but the blessing is, may your hogs be fat and greasy, and your cows be full of milk. May your days be filled with pleasure, and your bed sheets made of silk. May your dogs have expert noses, and your cats catch many mice. May your house be free of roaches, and your head devoid of lice. May your Christmas bring you closer to the sacred love of God. May you never be required to leave sweet Louisiana's sod. So that's kind of local. I'm sure you folks up in Anchorage, Alaska, can come up with your own little poem. We'd like to hear from it. You can go to our website at radiocommonsense.com and fill that in with you.
That's really highlighting all the finer points about life in Louisiana.
Well, you know, Anchorage is absolutely the last place that Santa visits on his round trip because it's right there at the North Pole.
Well, but does he? Maybe he's at his first stop.
No, it's
right.
Not the first because they would be up. It'd be too early in the night.
Oh, he's figured it out.
But he's going down the chimney. What difference does it make? I mean.
Oh, I can tell you that makes a lot of difference. My grandkids have already informed me you will not be having a fire in the fireplace on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Well, I want to tell, in fact, all of our listeners up in Anchorage, Alaska, we'd like to hear from you. Does Santa make his first stop with you, or do you catch him at the very end of the trip? Now, that's a great question, Leo. And then you can go to our website at radiocommonsense.com and email us and tell us if you give us some information. We'll certainly talk about it on next year's
show. I saw this past week Elf, the Broadway musical Elf, about the written based on the movie, the Will Ferrell movie, that was very successful, almost has like a cult following there. And in the story of Elf, Santa says that one year he just completely forgot France. Had to sort of catch them the next day. So I don't think this is perfect science. And I'm not sure his route is always the same.
Well, of course, you know, everybody falls in and off that naughty and nice list. So, that's yeah. Right. I mean, boy, talk about a supercomputer to keep up with it all. Woo.
That's right.
Santa probably makes some stumbles. I know the Tooth Fairy made a mistake. I know my little grandson, he had a tooth when he was seven, and the tooth came out. And so Mama had the tooth, and, of course, you put the tooth under your pillow. And he woke up the next morning to look under his pillow. The tooth was still there.
Oh.
And so he told his mama, Mommy, that's okay. And he says, and you know, Mommy, I know you aren't the Tooth Fairy because you wouldn't forget to put something under my pillow. I know you wouldn't.
Exactly.
That's the tooth. Yeah. He knew it had to be the
in
Tooth Fairy.
In case he needed some more proof. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
So he picked it up the next morning. It was 5 Kruger Ants.
The kid was pretty smart. You know, he handled that very well. I'm sure he did well the next day. Well, any event, you guys home for the holidays? Leo and Ronnie, you going to be here in the area? Or are you going to take a little trip? What's your plans for the holidays?
I'm staying pretty close. Louisiana, Mississippi, New Orleans, like it's its own state, you know. But I'm staying pretty close.
I'm kind of glad to be staying close because the rest of the year seems like we're always in this dead run. We're doing so much traveling, it's kind of nice to just be next to the fireplace.
Well, I know a lot of folks have get some problems with that because you want to go home and visit family, particularly if you get your parents are still there. And I did that for many, many years before my parents have passed away. I always went home for Christmas. And so now I'm just hoping everybody comes home to see me for Christmas. I'm the same way.
Go ahead.
But Christmas travel has gotten to be very, very popular. I've got friends right now on a cruise in the Virgin Islands. And I've got some more friends that just finished 5 days in Barcelona and are going about the rest of Spain. And they all are ending up traveling back to their homes on Christmas Day.
Yeah, low travel time, so
yes,
it's easier to get
them
out.
And this is going to be, they're going to celebrate Christmas with their families in these other countries.
I got a friend that's, and his whole family's going to Italy. So they're leaving on Christmas Eve, and he said, we're doing it because nobody's flying on Christmas Eve.
Well, and the other thing is, the kids have a long break over the holidays, so I'm sure more families are thinking that through. Hey, the office has kind of slowed down. We've got more time. So, hey, got to take a pause right now. This is Jim Brown with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. We got a really good show today. Hope you'll stay tuned. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Says Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here over the Christmas Christmas holidays and giving our Christmas show, Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt are here with me. I want to ask you guys this. We're rethinking relationships. We have a lot of conflict going on with the Me Too movement and other ways. Are we being correct in some areas, some are not? And I just, someone sent me a new biography of Winston Churchill. It's by Andrew Roberts, and it's gotten a lot of attention around the country. And 100 years ago, last month, was the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. And the Titanic went down, and in Churchill's biography, he wrote a letter to his wife saying that he was so proud of the traditions of England because so many men said, women and children first. That didn't happen across the board. There were some that snuck on, but basically the men stayed on.
The head of the White Star Line himself snuck on.
Well, you're right.
The owner of the Titanic.
But any event, here's my question. What would happen if you're on a cruise ship today? It was cold, the icebergs and everything like that, and the ship went down. Is chivalry still a part of the DNA, Leo? How do you think that people would handle that when there's only so many lifeboats?
Well, I can't answer anybody else, but I would.
You'd what?
I would stay on the boat until everybody else was off.
Ronna, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
Okay, here's where I'm going to throw equal rights out the window and like what Winston Churchill said, women and children first.
You're wrong.
But I think it would be bedlam. I think in today's world we would have every person fighting for themselves and their family, and I think it would be chaotic.
I think you're probably right, but I would hate that.
I know, but I think that's what we would have.
Here's what etiquette expert Margot Howard said when she was asked the question, quote, they would push the women aside and jump in the lifeboat, just like the disgraced captain of the ill-fated Costa Concordia. Remember that Italian ship?
Yep.
Right.
Went down and the captain jumped ship. And so, any event, chivalry to some people say, here's another victim's rights lawyer, Wendy Murphy, said, not only would it not happen today, but guys would step on kids' heads on their way to the boat.
Oh, that's not true. I just don't believe that.
Well,
maybe that's just the idealism, but I don't believe that. Nobody that I run with would do something like that I would know of. Of course, if you know that you're going to die that night, it might change your opinion. But I just think that, like Bruce Ismay was the president of the White Star Line, and he took on a woman's robe and put it over his head to appear like a woman getting into the boat. So that's how he snuck onto the. And then he had to face the Board of Inquiry for like 2 years. I mean, it would have been better for him if he had gone down to the Titanic.
Well, interesting question, and I agree. The mores have changed, say, over what it was 100 years ago when the Titanic went down. Have you all been following all this stuff about Facebook? Facebook is under attack in so many ways, and all of your information being made public. I guess that I saw some recent polls saying that most people just want access to put up their family and friends, and they assume that if it's public like that to begin with, that Facebook may be selling your name, selling the little pop-ups that, when you see the pop-ups, I mean, obviously the person is paying for that kind of thing. Are you offended by Facebook taking your personal information that you make public to the world that anybody can go on and see and selling that information? Certainly people can use that information. We have allegations of the Russians zeroing in certain classes to affect the election. Facebook was a big part of that big scandal. But, if you don't like Facebook, Facebook is a private company. And let me give full disclosure, I've got a daughter that works for Facebook, but I'm not defending her or Facebook at all. I'm just saying, when you go up and put your information in a public venue, I mean, I'm just assuming that anybody can grab it, and I know that going in. And if I don't like it, you know what I do? I just don't go on Facebook. I just, if I don't like what Google's doing, I just go to Safari or some other user. You know, it's not, they're not the only game in town, I guess. But to some people, there are congressional investigations going on. There's calls for new legislation. Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, is trying to dance around the issue a little bit. Not really, I'm sure he doesn't know quite what to say. It's millions and millions of dollars coming in. Ron, does that offend you what Facebook is doing?
I think I agree with you that you sign up, you know what you're going in for there. And so I think there's a certain amount of, I don't want to be like Orrin Hatch who said, you know, Mr. Zuckerberg, how do you make money? Well, this is how you're not charging a subscription price here. I don't understand how your model makes any money. Well, this is how it makes money. It makes money by knowing a lot about you and your habits and your reading habits and your online habits and selling it to advertisers. That I'm okay with. I'm not okay with all the fake advertisers and Russian bots and all that that get in the dialogue. I think they have a responsibility to keep it clean and the people on there be actual accounts. You know, I've heard people say here in Louisiana, oh, I have a lot of fake accounts set up on Facebook for political campaign purposes. And I'm like, what? I had no idea people did that. So I do think there needs to be some responsibility by Facebook to keep us from being bombarded with stuff that's not even authentic.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, do you have a whole Facebook police operation? How do you... And I'm sure there's a way to monitor it. I just don't know how you'd monitor that. If someone sets up a new account and it's a support Bill Jones for sheriff or oppose Bill Jones for sheriff, and it's a fake account because it's not identified to a particular person, I mean, how do you control that? It would seem like it would be a monumental effort.
Well, of course, broadcast media are regulated. You know, they're regulated because things are going over the airwaves.
Even though sometimes I wonder about that.
Right. And then print media is private corporations, and they're only regulated by the people who own them and what they determine to do. And with that, you unsubscribe. So I guess we have to decide, where does the Internet fall? Is it like a broadcast media organization, or is it...
Well, they had to make money
freedom
somewhere.
Freedom of the press, but sure.
And when they made the IPO a couple of years ago, I bought in at $40 a share and wish I'd held on to it, because now it's like at $140 a share. But and I have to say that I'm impressed with Mark Zuckerberg. I mean,
you'd have made $100.
I would have made $100 per share.
On that one share.
But Mark Elliott Zuckerberg is only 34 years old. He was born in 1984. And I think that he has showed a great deal of grace and atop of what became a monolith. But going back to the original question, do you want your private information out there? Well, folks, if you have a credit card, your private information is out there. And we just heard about Marriott's thing got hacked, and so 34 million people. I mean, it never stops. So if you live in this world, your private information is out there. All anybody's got to do is go on a Google search and put in your name.
That's true.
Well, it's a big challenge, and there's no easy answer, and Congress will be looking at it. I just think that, use a little common sense. If you don't want your information hacked, then don't put your information out there. You have some decisions you can make, and they ought to be thought-out decisions. So a lot of it is our own responsibility. Hey, Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutter here with me. Got to talk to Dr. Tim Jostis. A federal judge just threw out the Affordable Care Act. What implications does that have for all of us? We'll talk about that when we come back right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expect the partial government shutdown to continue for at least a few more days.
No further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement to resolve this.
Both the House and Senate adjourned yesterday, allowing their members to head home for Christmas. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying on the Senate floor, productive discussions are continuing. But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says of the sticking point in getting a deal done.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple.
A deadly tsunami in Indonesia, the second one this year to hit the island nation. More than 220 people have been reported killed so far by the tsunami that struck last night between the islands of Java and Sumatra. Hundreds of others are injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray on the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us as we anticipate Christmas a couple of days away. A bombshell hit last week where a federal judge in Texas threw out the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, saying that the entire system that was put together is unconstitutional. And I'm a lawyer, and I read it over. It's very confusing in terms of what makes it unconstitutional. There is an individual mandate that many of the attorney generals throughout the country were opposing. And I want to get a little better take on this to kind of put it in perspective. Dr. Tim Jost is with us right now. He's a professor at the Washington Lee University School of Law, co-author of the casebook Health Law, used widely throughout the United States. Hey there, Dr. Jost. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. Hey, Doc, you there? Can you hear me, Dr. Jost?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can. We got you fine. You fine there.
Yeah.
Glad you joined us. Would you just tell our listeners, if you will, just what the judge's reasoning that declared not just the individual mandate requiring you have insurance, that that's unconstitutional, but basically throughout the entire act. What do you? How do you read that? What do you think the judge's reasoning was on making that decision?
Yeah, a little background first. This is a case that was brought by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and 19 other Republican governors and attorney generals. It was brought back in February, challenging challenging the Affordable Care Act, and their argument was that in 2012, the Supreme Court held that Congress did not have constitutional authority to order, to require, to compel people to buy health insurance, but it could offer people, Americans, the choice between buying health insurance or paying a tax. And in 2017, Congress, in the tax cut bill, zeroed out the penalty, so the statute is still on the books, but now the penalty is zero. Judge O'Connor held that since the provision is no longer collecting any revenue, it's not a tax, and since it couldn't constitutionally be a requirement, and it's not a tax, it's unconstitutional. He then took a huge leap and said, and without the individual mandate, the entire remaining 900 pages, maybe 500 or 600 provisions of the statute affecting Medicare, affecting Medicaid, affecting people's employer coverage, affecting the Food and Drug Administration, affecting the Indian Health Service, most of the provisions having nothing to do with the individual mandate, but he said it's like a pile of Jenga blocks. When you pull the one out, everything else collapses. And that decision is being met by widespread skepticism and derision by political commentators across the political spectrum, by legal commentators, I should say. But that's what he held. It's a declaratory judgment. It is not an injunction, so it doesn't have immediately require anybody to do anything. And the federal government has said we're going to wait and see what the appellate courts say before we change anything, which I think is certainly well advised given how far out this decision is.
Yeah, well, that would go then to the appellate courts of the Fifth Circuit, which is down here in New Orleans where we're broadcasting from.
That is correct.
You've got a mandate with no consequences, as you said. If you fail to adhere to the Affordable Care Act, there is no longer a mandate. And to some people I've read saying, well, that is giving you a choice. That really obliterates the constitutional question, and then how can the judge take that big leap that, as you pointed out, wiped out 900 additional pages affecting the entire healthcare system? It seems like a pretty good leap. What would be your opinion of what the chances are that the judge's ruling will be overruled?
Well, I think it's almost certain that it's going to be overruled. I think the only question is whether that will happen at the Fifth Circuit or at the Supreme Court. The Fifth Circuit is one of the most conservative circuits in the country. There are five Trump appointees, and there are five appointees of active judges from all previous Democrats, and then I think there are six or so from previous Republican presidents. So it's he may have some people on the Fifth Circuit who agree with him, but it'll be three judges on the Fifth Circuit who will decide, and we don't know and can't know right now which judges those will be. But it just seems to me that at least on the question of what goes down if the individual mandate goes down, he is so far out of line that I think really any panel he draws will probably reverse. But if the Fifth Circuit upholds his decision and it gets to the Supreme Court, I'm virtually certain the Supreme Court will reverse. In fact, I think it'll probably be 6-3, maybe even 7-2.
No, that's interesting, because some observers say that with Kavanaugh going on to the court and with Justice Kennedy, who seemed to be kind of the swing vote, that maybe there may be a better chance for such a decision of declaring the Constitution maybe hold up. You think that the Supreme Court would be more receptive to maintaining an overturn of the federal judge's decision?
The last two decisions involving the Affordable Care Act were 5-4 and 6-3, with Chief Justice Roberts really being the swing vote, and he's still there. And I think, in fact, he's going to be very, very unhappy if another Affordable Affordable Care Act ends up, the case ends up on his lap. But Justice Kavanaugh, before he was appointed, I think made some statements about the key issue in this case, which is severability, which is what do you have to throw out if you throw out a particular unconstitutional provision? And his statements in the past have indicated that he thinks you should throw out as little as possible. And of course, Judge O'Connor threw out as much as was possible, in fact, probably more than is really possible. So I wouldn't say Justice Kavanaugh would be clearly a vote for the upholding O'Connor's decision in this case. I don't think that's by any means a foregone conclusion.
Okay, now, if you would, Doctor, bring it home to us, to the average person out there who has participated. They get their insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Then you're just saying, hey, it's a wait and see. There is no immediate effect. Nothing's going to happen for a good while. They can go about their business and using their health care as they have in the past. Is that a fair observation?
That is absolutely right, but I think it's also very important to emphasize that this does not just affect the 13 million people who are in the individual market, who, if this were ultimately upheld, would lose their things like maternity benefits and mental health and substance abuse coverage and coverage for pre-existing conditions. But this affects virtually every American. If you get your coverage through your employer, as most of us do, you probably do, would lose many of the protections under the Affordable Care Act against lifetime and annual limits, a coverage of children up to age 26, limits on how much you have to spend out of your pocket. If you're on Medicare, you're going to lose your right to certain preventive services, and you may also lose coverage of drug costs in the donut hole, and you may lose other benefits. If you're a Native American, you might lose coverage under the Indian Health Service because that was completely amended. The law amended the Food and Drug Administration to give them approval rights over biosimilars. So every American is going to be affected.
I got you there. Hey, listen, thanks for giving us a little time there, Professor. Professor Tim Josh is joining us from Washington Lee Law School. Hey, have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas. Hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Okay, bye.
And we'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown. Hey, we're in the Christmas season, and some special time to talk about more than just the holidays and celebrating. This is a very religious holiday. I've written a column this week, by the way. You can go on our website at RadioCommonSense.com, and I write about why Christmas is so special. I tie it as one of the three special days that we talk about, a rebirth from Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's. And one of the factors that we look at is having a guardian angel, or what role angels play in the whole scenario of Christmas and the holidays and in religion. Got Dr. Michael Heisner here with us right now, who is an author, a scholar, written extensively about angels. We want to talk his book. And Ron, I know you got a whole series of questions for Dr. Heisner.
I do. Welcome to the show, Dr. Heisner.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
We're thrilled to have you on, and I don't know when we've had someone that is has more biblical scholarly credentials as you. They're very, very impressive, and I want to move right to the topic Jim was just talking about, the presence of angels, especially at this time of year, and your book. First of all, if you'd start by telling me the role of angels, our listeners, I think, would like to hear the role of angels in the Bible, because I think you know from Old Testament to New Testament this a little better than most of us. What role do they play?
There's actually a number of roles. They contribute in some cases to decisions or decrees God makes. Daniel 4 is the best example of that, where Nebuchadnezzar's told he's going to go insane for a while, and the Holy One that's telling him this says this is by decree of the watchers, plural. So it's an Aramaic term for members of the heavenly host. And then three verses later, he says this is by decree of the Most High. So what we learn from that is members of the heavenly host sometimes participate with God in making decisions. But, you know, they carry out those decrees. They inform people of things. You know, they take messages. Sometimes they interpret for people what's going on, what's happening in their lives, some sort of an advocacy or mediation role. They carry out God's judgment. There's actually a lot of things that they do.
And are angels specific to Christianity? Are they across multiple religions and faiths?
It's actually pretty much across the board. Every culture had a conception of the, you know, the supernatural world and how it was arranged, you know, its hierarchy, what it does, its orderliness. And part of all those pictures is the concept of, you know, messengers, either messenger, you know, angels or messenger deities going to and from higher authorities to people.
And they have a special role, I think, in the Christmas season. I was just out Christmas shopping last night, and I walked through a store, and it just seemed like everywhere I looked were angels. They were 3 foot tall angels. People seem to like to, they've become decorating. Of course, there's one positioned at the top of many Christmas trees. What special role do you think they have in our lives during this season?
Well,
why do we feel so close to them?
I think because of the memory of the incarnation, the birth of Jesus, you know, it sort of takes us mentally back to that scene. And then when we do that, we remember, you know, that there are beings, you know, from God's world, God's realm that interact with our lives. And so I think it's just sort of a good reminder to draw us back to that idea. Whereas, you know, we go throughout our normal, you know, day-to-day life. There's nothing sort of visibly or, you know, sort of we're not confronted with things that remind us of that.
Dr. Heiser, why do you think we have such a, our public has such an appetite for stories about the supernatural? And you've even written some science fiction novels. And so you I think, have a perspective not just from the religious angle with angels, but the supernatural world in general. And why do you think we're so curious and we love movies and books and TV shows about anything supernatural? Touched by an Angel was such a popular show for so long. What is it that makes us so drawn to it, do you think?
Well, I think it reflects a hunger to know and believe that we're not alone and that there's something that transcends our normal material reality. So we're looking for transcendence. We're looking for mystery. You know, people just generally are not satisfied with the world of atheistic, materialistic science, that this is all there is, and, you know, the end of discussion. That's very unsatisfying, and there are enough things that happen in life that make that unpersuasive, that people are, you know, look for something beyond it, and angels is part of that.
Well, that is interesting. And how do you think that Jim mentioned the guardian angels earlier? So many people, we've had other guests on the show who have felt, especially at particularly difficult times in their lives, the presence of a guardian angel leading them to make a decision or take certain action. So do you think that we feel that more so at when we're facing adversity?
Well, I think, you know, the really good examples for me, I can only speak for myself here, are people I know that I trust that have no reason to lie to me, and some of them are pastors who have had these guardian angel encounters, not just a feeling, but an encounter where someone comes to their assistance, says something, does something, and then, you know, you literally turn around to thank them and they're gone. There are just a number of those sorts of things. And so to me, you know, it's a biblical category. We see this kind of thing in Scripture. I think God can use those things. He doesn't have to, obviously. God can do what he wants. But I think that, you know, God knows if people really need that in some moment of crisis. And I think God does do that.
That's fascinating. I want to talk a little bit more about your book, Angels, which was just released in September 2018 by Lexham Press, and Jim's put it on the Common Sense Radio Show website so our listeners can find out how they can get it. What did you try to capture in the book?
Well, it's going to sound a little goofy, but I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if there was a book out there that everything it sort of claimed about angels could actually be traced somewhere in the biblical text? You know, and no. you assume that, well, doesn't everybody who talks about angels, isn't what they say in the Bible? Well, not actually. In the book, you know, I go through what Scripture actually says about the members of the heavenly host. But I also, you know, spend some time talking about, you know, myths that we have. And none of them are harmful or sinister. They're just things we sort of grow up with or are passed on by our tradition. So I was trying to have people learn about the members of the heavenly host, angels and whatnot, and be able to, you know, point, you know, to somewhere in Scripture that, yep, you know, there's that idea right there.
I think that's a great idea because you're talking about a supernatural force. It's something that's hard to really pin down in a concrete way, and you've tied it back to the Bible. So for our listeners who are fascinated by angels and feel the presence of a guardian angel, it'd be really nice to read about the basis of that feeling and the history and the knowledge of things we know from the Bible and how angels have interacted in great decisions there. I think that's really, really an important one. I think Jim has a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dr. Heiser. Go ahead.
I'll
let Jim go.
Well, I just was wondering.
With guardian angels, there's a lot that's missed. It's actually an idea that's tied to heavenly books. You know, we're familiar with the Book of Life, but there's half a dozen other books mentioned in the Bible. And God uses, you know, angels to basically keep track of our lives. And the point of that metaphor in Scripture is not that God has a bad memory. The point is that God doesn't miss anything. And that's a comforting thought, that no matter what we're suffering, God is completely aware of what's going on.
Let me ask you this question, and we're about to have to take a break. But as far as angels, do you think there seems to be a lot more interest in angels today than there has been in the past? And I wonder why that is. Are people searching out a little bit more today? I mean... And guys, I'm sorry, I want to get you back again. We're out of time, and so many more questions we've got. Dr. Michael Heiser is joining us. His book, Angels, is on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Great book, and I think you'll enjoy it. Doc, you have a great Christmas holiday. We look forward to having you on after the first of the year, okay?
You too.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good to talk to Dr. And I wanted to explore the whole angel area.
Oh, yeah, fascinating.
No doubt about it. Hey, we got to take top of the hour. We're going to get some local news. We'll be back right with you after the news. We've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about the president's decision on Syria. Got some more Christmas messages for you. So we got a big show. Stay with us at RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.